Let's pray again.
And you might wonder, why do we pray? And then we go, you know, we immediately pray again. Because, Lord, we affirm we can do nothing without you. And because your word carries your spirit to us afresh, oh, we would be yours in this, speaker and listener, to see you afresh, to treasure you. In Jesus' name, amen. You remember the story of the little engine that could? Maybe you learned it in elementary school. What was it that the little engine said as it? Actually, it was puff, puff, chug, chug. I think I can. But that's right. That's right. I think I can. I think I can. I think I can. Those words were part of who she was. The soundtrack of her life, if you will. I think I can. I think I can. And the truth is, we all have soundtracks. We have thoughts that we play back over and over in our heads like a recorded track, sometimes not even realizing that we're doing it. Watch yourself sometimes, and you may find yourself saying the same thing over and over again, and it's become such a habit, you're practically not even thinking about it when you're saying it. It can be a simple phrase like, I'm so tired. You ever do that? I found myself a while back slipping into that. I'm so tired. And I wasn't even thinking about what I was saying. We do that. Usually it's something negative. I'm just not happy. And when you do that over and over again, how do you end up? Tired and unhappy, right? I mean, this is so basic. It is so rudimentary to everyday life. Think about how people who know each other well can finish each other's sentences. We are creatures of habit, and we fall into repeated patterns of thinking and speaking. And the question is, when we do that, are we telling ourselves the truth? So what are the soundtracks of your life? Think about it, not just in this moment, but also as you go through the week, those things that play over and over again in your head. There's so much more to this, and talking about this, than the power of positive thinking or the power of suggestion. Because if we examine the way we think every day, we can analyze whether or not those patterns of thought help us draw closer to God. When Jesus was asked what the greatest commandment was, he responded with these words from Deuteronomy 6:5, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all of your what? Mind. God's word encourages us. Don't copy the behaviors and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. And man, there is a lot of this out there, especially in the politically charged season that we live in right now. And they come and go. But the truth is that you know, there's this sort of groupthink mentality in different places, and we have to ask ourselves, is that what God wants for me? Lord, we pray about the siren right now, about where they are going, about whom they are serving. Safety, we pray for all. in Jesus' name. Amen. The point is, you and I never have to stay stuck. When our lives are transformed by the love of Christ, the more we let Him in, the more we invite His beauty, His wisdom, His creativity, His strength into our minds and hearts. And that brings us to this simple question. How much is the Word of God part of the way we think every day? How much is the Word of God part of the way we think every day? I sincerely believe that the more we let God in, the more blessed we will be. The more we dwell on His Word, the more we will think His thoughts after Him, and His light and love will fill us and lead us and help us. His Spirit will meet us with fresh creativity because He is the source of everything good. But for that to happen, there has to be a conscious effort on our part. And there's a great illustration of this in Scripture. In God's advice to Joshua, after the death of Moses, before Israel has crossed the Jordan River into the Promised Land, Joshua is about to step into a new position of leadership, and it ain't easy. How do you follow up after Moses? And this is God's advice to him. Be strong and courageous. Somebody quoted that, by the way. For you are the one who will lead these people to possess all the land I swore to their ancestors I would give them. Be strong and very courageous. Do you see how it increases? Be careful to obey all the instructions Moses gave you. Do not deviate from them, turning either to the right or to the left. Then you will be successful in everything you do. Listen carefully. Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night, so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Now, the Bible that Joshua had at the time was the Pentateuch, the first five books authored by Moses. But God's promise to Joshua is a principle of life that applies to all of His Word, for all of His believers. Scripture tells us that all of Scripture is God-breathed. And so as we look into His Word, God can breathe new life into us. Look again at verse 8. Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night. Only then will you be successful. In other words, God is telling him, let my Word become the soundtrack of your life. What you think about more than anything else. This is your pivot point. Wherever you go, whatever you do, keep yourself here. That word, meditate, is a Judeo-Christian concept. Hundreds of years before Buddha, there was David, who wrote the words, the instructions of the Lord are perfect. Remember? We read this. Let's read it again. The instructions of the Lord are perfect, reviving the soul. The decrees of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The commandments of the Lord are right, bringing joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are clear, giving insight for living. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. You and I can fill our minds with God's refreshing insights drinking from his word like a flowing spring, and it will change the way we live in this world. It will change our impact on the world around us. I've been reading an insightful book by one of my favorite devotional authors, Robert J. Morgan, recently. And this one is Reclaiming the Lost Art of Biblical Meditation. And he shares this anecdote from the life of Harriet Tubman, a former slave who led others to freedom via the Underground Railroad so successfully that her nickname was Moses, because she never lost one. Morgan writes about her: a devout follower of Christ, Tubman spent much time learning, meditating on various verses in the Bible, such as her beloved Isaiah 16:3, "Hide the fugitives, do not betray the refugees." As she pondered the passages, she turned them into prayers, and in prayer she learned to practice God's presence. Here's a quote from her: "I prayed all the time," she told her biographer, "about my work, everywhere. I was always talking to the Lord. When I went to the horse trough to wash my face and took up the water in my hands, I said, 'Oh Lord, wash me, make me clean.' When I took up the towel to wipe my face and hands, I cried, 'Oh Lord, for Jesus' sake, wipe away all my sins.' When I took up the broom and began to sweep, I groaned, 'Oh Lord, whatsoever sin there be in my heart, sweep it out, Lord, clear and clean.'" Does that sound fanatical? To some it might. But look at who she was and what she did. Think of the righteousness of the Lord's light shining through her to lead others to freedom in more ways than one. Knowing God's word, honoring it, helped her pray continually and live in his presence. Here was a woman who faced so many obstacles, so many difficulties, but it was God's hand that kept her and directed her step by step, and he does not change. He will do the same for you and me. He promises, "My hands have made both heaven and earth and everything in them. I, the Lord, have spoken." He spoke it into existence, didn't he? "I will bless those who have humble and contrite hearts, who tremble at my word." You see, the challenge for us is to place ourselves under God's word with humble hearts and receptive minds. And as we do, we find that he is faithful to give us the strength that we need for every challenge of life. Think of what God told Joshua: "Be strong and very courageous." This was tied directly to his instruction to meditate on his word. That's why David wrote, "The Lord is the strength of my life," in Psalm 27:1. God's Spirit moves through his word unlike any other place, and that's why spending time daily in God's word, not just as some rote exercise, but as a matter of the heart, is so important. Because as we do, we find him speaking directly to us. Oh, how many times do we pick up the Word of God and read it and find a verse that speaks directly into our day so clearly, so beautifully? Sometimes you find yourself not finding something, and then you get a little down the road into the day, and then you realize, oh, that's why. We need to bathe our hearts and minds in the Word of God. The truth is, we bathe them in so many other things, right? Cable TV, talk radio, Facebook stuff. And after a while, don't you feel like you need to take a bath? To be transformed by the renewing of our minds, reflecting on the Word of God, soaking in it until we know it and it comes to us. Imagine the difference this can make in everything that we are. When we face temptation to sin, I've hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. When we're in a dark place, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The Spirit of God wrote through the Apostle Paul, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. So many other things, slogans, words, thoughts take up room in our heads rent free. But oh, to make room for the Word of God, how blessed we will be when we take it to heart, we take Him to heart. And He reminds us. Scripture tells us the Spirit affirms with our spirit, testifies to our spirit that we are the children of God. At the Good News series, we just concluded, Paige had the kids wrap up with a treasure hunt. And we mentioned this the day afterwards. They had clues to follow that led them to the prayer room. And there they located a treasure chest. And I think, let's see, the verse that they found was this one, right? I rejoice in your word like one who discovers a great treasure. And inside the chest were Bibles that looked like gold bars. They were wrapped in simple gold paper for each of the kids. And we're not done with that, by the way. Paige had a great idea. We're going to be encouraging the kids with a Bible boot camp coming up pretty soon. Just helping them to learn how to use those new Bibles. But think of the difference. If they take the Word of God to mind and heart, young. Oh, think of the difference it can make for them. Think of the difference He will make for them. The strength, the hope, the protection, the wisdom, the beauty of a pure life, life that is fed on a diet of what is good. A heart and mind filled with these things. And the beautiful thing is, it's never too late. As long as we draw breath to go there. How blessed we will be. What is it Jesus said? Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Oh, to live. May we pray. Keep us there, we pray, Lord, faithful in your word. Help us to see it afresh, to treasure it afresh, to meet you there. Remind us of your word. Lord, help us to put it on post-it notes, to write it on our calendars, to put it on our to-do list, to treasure it as our first thought in the morning and our last thought at night and our thought in the middle of the night when we awaken and cannot get back to sleep. Because you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. You are our Creator and our life. and we were made for you. Oh, we praise you for your word, for your truth, because it tells us of your love. Give us grace, we pray, to love you back and remain in your word. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.